First of all, anyone who was able would like to die? Is anyone here who would like to die? Huh? Nobody. But is anyone here who would not die? Is anyone here who would not die? All of us are going to change his body, right? So who is behind that? Who is behind forcing us to accepting something which we don't want to do? Who is that? Supernatural power. There is always a force which we have not seen. How many of us here have seen anger? Anger. Who have seen? Anyone here have seen hunger? Hunger? But everyone here feels hungry. Who is behind this? This is supernatural force, power. That there is no body or there is something which is independent in this world. Everything is depending on something. All of us are depending on the chair which we are sitting on. True or not? If you remove the chair, what will happen? So we are depending on the chair. Is the chair independent? The chair depending on that? Depending. So the earth is depending on nothing. The earth is depending on another sensation. Another sensation is depending on Krishna. So Krishna is the supreme support of everything. We may not see him, but we can see his action to our life. Every day we are growing old. Nobody grow younger. Why? It's a control. Now we have the independence to do what we want to do. That independence we have. But after the action has been performed, we have no more independence. The higher authority will decide. That is why you see today in our society, someone is born wealthy, powerful intelligence. Some people, their brain is very dull, they cannot understand it. Some people, they are born with a silver spoon in their mouth. Some people, we have to struggle very hard, day and night, even to get something which is not suitable for eating. We work very hard for it. Why all this disparity? Why we have differences? Who is responsible for that? Someone so powerful, so famous, so many people who are billionaires in this world, they don't work very hard like someone is working in the sun from morning to night. So is God a just God or is he a partial? God is equal to everyone. But according to our activities, in the name of independence or freedom, we put ourselves in difficulties. But everything we are doing is recorded. What we think is recorded. What we do is recorded. What we eat is recorded. Everything is recorded. And at the time of quitting this body, we'll go to magistrates which we don't see. They have been seeing us all along. And every one of us has a fight with him. Our duties are recorded. You bring it before us and present our report. According to our duties, the law is passed and we have to go for it. So there is a force which is behind everything. Every day we wake up in the morning, we see the sun rising. And every day the sun always sets on time. You never want to see that the sun is late. Nobody's behind that. Somebody's behind it. The sun is setting and rising according to his superior. Sun is controlling that. Every day, when it is time for rain will come. When it is time for sun, the sun will come. When it is time for any visitation, it will come. Somebody not responsible for that? There is somebody not responsible for that, even though you don't see. There is a man who was traveling. He came upon a very beautiful garden. Beautiful varieties of flowers were all very attractive. And in this garden, there is a wonderful building in the center. And varieties of food were all available. When he looked around, nobody was there. He looked around, beautiful garden. He looked around, big, massive hall with varieties of succulent cereal were all available. He looked around, nobody is there. And he's hungry. So he thought to himself, I have to serve myself. Why not? So he ate as much as he wanted. Still, nobody's around. And when he stood up to go away, my dear sir, he had to pay for all the food he had eaten. And this is the bill. There's no money in the pocket. I told you it is free. You thought. Everything we think in this world, are they all correct and perfect? No. Majority, 90% or more than that, of the things which we are thinking, they're all useless. Nonsense. So he is asked to pay, and he was arrested for it. The same situation all of us are passing. We're thinking, I'm independent. But the result of our independence is that we're going to go before your marriage and send to hell for being a lawless person. If we have intelligence, we should understand there cannot be a beautiful garden without a gardener. There cannot be any food available without the cook. Any intelligent person should know this. Why should I think that these things are available here without a personality behind it? For example, no person behind the sound? Well, a funny person would think that there's no person behind the sound. The sound is coming from somebody. It's a person who produces that. So everything we see, they are all produced by this supreme personality of God. And we should be intelligent enough to appreciate that. That is human mind. Yes, sir.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Everybody sees that you have come from Africa, Nigeria. And I understand that you have come from a Christian background. So many of them may be amazed and astonished to see you have joined this Krishna consciousness movement and you are preaching this cult everywhere. So my question is that what is the thing that has attracted to you about Krishna consciousness? Something is there missing in Bible? You have joined the Krishna consciousness. So I would like to give some explanation about it.
Thank you very much. When I travel, especially in India, many people ask this question. You were a Christian? Yes. Why did you abandon your religion to take to my religion? Be a Hindu. Why did you give up your own to be a Hindu? My first answer was to laugh. Why? I am looking at the ignorance of the question. That's ignorance. Why ignorance? In the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 14, text number 4, Lord Krishna explains. Sarva yoni su kauteya aham bija prada bija. The Supreme Personality is speaking. Sarva yonisu, sarva, I am the source of all existence. I am the source of all existence. He didn't say, I'm the source of Hindus. That didn't find the Lord yet. Krishna didn't say that. Therefore, his pure devotees were proper. He opened an international society for Krishna consciousness, not Hindu consciousness. It's a society for Krishna consciousness. So when someone asks this question, I'm looking at how ignorant of Bhagavad Gita this person is. That we don't see that Krishna is the supreme father of all living entities. All living entities. The whole of humanity. Krishna said, I have Bija, Brother Peter, I'm the father of all. This is not Krishna, Krishna nature. So if this is Krishna nature, what is the difficulty for anyone from any part of the world taking to Krishna consciousness, our supreme father? Very difficult. The difficulty is the ignorance. So I will smile to look at our ignorance. So Lord Krishna is supreme intelligent father. He knows very well that all my children are not of the same level. And as a supreme father, he will not just give one solution, one process to everybody. Like I will explain. If you tell a child, a kindergarten, S times S, what is the answer? It's not possible. Because that is beyond the intelligence. It's not possible. What is X and S? No, 1 plus 1. Yeah, it has meaning. But X and S? It doesn't make sense for a baby. But if you tell a secondary school student X and S, it will give you an answer. Do you know what is the answer? X squared. Perfect. Because it has gone above that. So you can understand. So Krishna is Supreme Father. He knew this. Therefore, he gave Christianity to faithless people. Hare Krishna, don't be angry with me. We should know the truth. Because I came from there. I have the background, so I will speak the truth. And he gave Islam to people who can have sex with their mother. Then Krishna gave allocation to a civilized person who knows the religious duty. I should not do activities which is beyond human platform. So Bhagavad Gita is higher. Not in terms of religion, but in terms of the quality. In the Bible, Jesus said, what I have given to you is small. I have many things to tell you, but your intelligence cannot take it now. I have many things which I have not shown you. A time shall come when I shall show you God. It's in the Bible. The Krishna consciousness then is showing us God today. See Krishna. Krishna is showing us. This is Krishna. The God which Jesus promised is going to show us. Now Krishna consciousness is showing us the God. And then the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, text number 2, Krishna is speaking. The knowledge I'm giving you covers everything. This material world, the spiritual, and everything inside is inside the Bhagavad Gita. Having known this, there is nothing left for you to know. So which one is better? A book which has unabridged and abridged dictionary, which one is better? Unabridged, because that contains more information. Something which is not in the abridged, you get it in the unabridged, which is elaborate. Small explanation and elaborate explanation. So Bhagavad Gita is what? The elaborate explanation of God that covers everything. That having gotten the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, you'll be free completely. And Krishna said, Bhagavad Gita. Janma karma tamet brahm heban yo meti tap trataha. Tap trat. One who knows my transcendental appearance and activities will become liberated. No more betterment. Liberation is for those who have the knowledge of Krishna. Be liberated. Better dead, terminated. When the knowledge of Gita is understood. Therefore, it is very natural for us to upgrade our level of Krishna consciousness from where we are now. And Bhagavad Gita has answered all our questions and satisfied us completely that there is nothing we are looking for again, only Krishna. That is why Krishna consciousness.
In the material world, so citizens are becoming intellectuals. Citizens are becoming intellectuals. But all these intellectuals, they receive the intelligence, they see they are getting by themselves. They have been set effort. So let's enjoy it. So what can you say about this?
Today you can sit in your room and do shopping. Online, in your room, right? Civilization, advancement, yes, we are very advanced. Today, you can sit in a room and go to the net, search for anything you want, you get it. Today, every street has many hospitals. We also have many police stations. Why? Why should we have many police stations? It means that the crime is increasing. Today in our room, we can sit in our room and they divide the family. Right? The daughter is not home with a computer. The son is not home with a computer. The mother in the other room with a computer. The father is here with a computer. The family is divided. Civilization, are we not? Civilized. Advancement. We are making serious advancement. Before, if you post a letter from Mauritius to Nigeria, it will take 1 month, 1 year. Today, how many minutes? 1 minute. Yes. We are advanced. Very advanced. Civilization. Before, to travel from Mauritius to Nigeria, it would take years to do that. Today, 10 hours in Mauritius. 10 hours in Mauritius. Are we not advanced? Very advanced. But all these, with all this so-called advancement and civilization, is our anxiety reducing or is increasing? Our anxiety is increasing. So where is the civilization? We are simply getting information. It is different from knowledge. A knowledgeable person, an intelligent person, is one who knows. The soul is different from this body and is engaged in activity of the soul. That's intelligent. Not a person who has a lot of information. So many of us are very expert in giving advice to so many people to solve their problems. But when we ourselves have the same problem, we cannot solve it. What is that? advancement. It is simply information. So information you can get, but knowledge you cannot get on the net. You cannot get that. So the scripture recommends, go to a master. Why? The master will discipline on, will give discipline, and from that discipline will become refined and knowledge revealed. When knowledge is revealed, we are liberated. Not information. Information cannot help us. It can only entertain our intellect, that's all. It cannot purify the heart, it cannot change the heart. So, when we consider civilization, when we consider advancement today, it is simply another expansion of Maya, ignorance, illusion. We are drinking. The person who is drinking alcohol is not drinking to become frustrated, to become fight. He's drinking with the hope, let me satisfy myself, let me be happy. Yes? That is it. The desire to be happy. But after drinking, you take your car. Where are you going to go? To your house? Accident. That is happiness. That's advancement. That we are compounding our problem in the name of civilization. Ignorance. To expand ignorance. A person who is lost in a forest. Any direction you go, you are going deeper into the forest. They are not getting out. They are going deeper into the forest. So, we should not depend on the information. We should approach the sage. Who knows? And sat under him, he will get us disciplined and become purified in the knowledge of the world. We are free. Thank you. Thank you.